Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is Madhyalila, chapter 9, text 103 to 116. So I'll read 103 to 115, and then we'll recite the verse together here. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the Brahman, and the Brahman, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. The Brahman said, upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. I take it that you are the same Lord Krishna. The mind of the Brahman was purified by the revelation of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all details. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then taught the Brahman very thoroughly and requested him not to disclose the fact that he was Lord Krishna himself. The Brahman became a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for four continuous months he did not give up the Lord's company. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Venkata Bhatta and constantly talked with him about Lord Krishna. In this way he was very happy. Being a Vaishnava in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Venkata Bhatta worshipped the deities of Lakshmi and Narayan. Seeing this, his pure devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very satisfied. Constantly associating with each other, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta gradually developed a friendly relationship. Indeed, sometimes they laughed and joked together. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Bhattacharya, your worshipable goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in creation. However, my Lord is a Lord Krishna, a coward boy who engages in tending the cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my Lord? Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, O Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of the lotus feet, of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune, for this end, performed austerities for centuries, giving up all of the desires and observing austere vows. Indeed, we do not know how the serpent Kaliya got such an opportunity. Purport. This verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.16.36. Was spoken by the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Bhata kahe Krishna Narayana eka esvarupa Krishneti adika lila vaidagyadi rupa. Venkata Bhatta then said, Lord Krishna and Narayana are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable due to their sportive nature. So we're on this one now. Translation. Since Krishna and Narayana are the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna does not break her vow of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that the goddess of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. Purport. This is the answer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's question, and from this we can understand that Venkata Bhatta knew the truth. He told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Narayan is a form of Krishna associated with transcendental opulence. Although Krishna is two-armed and Narayan is four-armed, there is no difference in the person. They are one and the same. Narayan is as beautiful as Krishna, but Krishna's pastimes are more sportive. It is not that the sportive pastimes of Krishna make him different from Narayan, Lakshmi's desire to associate with Krishna was perfectly natural. In other words, it is undesirable that a chaste woman wants to associate with a... It is understandable, sorry, that a chaste woman wants to associate with her husband in all his different dresses. Therefore, one should not criticize Lakshmi for wanting to associate with Krishna. Om Ganti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Shesha Sunyavadi Pastachyada Shacharine. So last week, last Sunday it would be, we were speaking about, Lord Chaitanya was visiting Venkatabhata, and one Brahmin, right at the beginning of his stay, one Brahmin came. And, he was reading Bhagavad Gita every day, but he was described as illiterate. He could read, but not very nicely. And so, people made fun of him because, in the Vedic culture, people have to be qualified to read the Vedas. But he specifically was told by his spiritual master, that he should read the Bhagavad Gita every day, so he did. And because he was not very good at reading, everybody mocked him. And so Lord Chaitanya noticed this, and he said, "My dear Brahman, why are you reading Bhagavad Gita?" And he did it in front of everybody else so they would all get this message. And he said that, "My spiritual master told me to read Bhagavad Gita every day, so, I feel great ecstasy by following that instruction and reading Bhagavad Gita." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because when I see the form of Lord Krishna on the chariot speaking to, Arjuna, he says, I feel great ecstasy and tears well in my eyes." And he explained a little more on that theme. And then Lord Chaitanya frankly said, that's actually the real knower of Bhagavad Gita. What is transcendental knowledge? It's not the amount of things we know or, the philosophy behind what we know. These are helpful. But it's, coming to the point where we surrender to Krishna. We realize that Krishna's worth surrendering to. There's nobody else worth surrendering to. And so Krishna's called Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He actually understands the essence of everybody's mood or everybody's activities. So this is why anybody can take this path of devotional service. It is intellectual. It's the most intellectual process in creation. But at the same time, it's the simplest process. So how's that? Usually intellectual means, it's very difficult to grasp. So it's intellectual and simultaneously simple because, Krishna is the origin of creation. And, a super soul is even in every atom of the material world. He's always aware of every single activity that is is being performed. And he isn't as well, as we'll hear in a little bit. So therefore he's in the heart of his devotee. He's in the heart of every living entity, and he can understand the essence of what they really want. So any position we find ourselves in this world, it's not a mistake. We sometimes think like that. If only, maybe if I'd have done this or it, but no, we're in this position. So, Krishna's put us in that position due to activities we've performed. So the same for the devotee is that we're in a certain position due to our attitude towards devotional service. And therefore a devotee is always trying to understand how, what Krishna wants him to learn from that situation. And so this is shown in this verse that, you know, Lord Chaitanya could understand the heart of the Brahman, but he wanted to educate everybody else about the real understanding of Bhagavad Gita. The understanding is, you know, prema. This is real knowledge. When one comes to the point of experiencing pure love of God, that's actually knowledge. Because then one has Krishna's full blessings and one can understand anything that Krishna wants him to understand. So this is a real platform of knowledge. And Lord Chaitanya is wanting to educate these Brahmins that, you know, don't be proud of your position. Don't be proud of anything in this world. It's all my grace. And if we have the right attitude, then we can actually be successful in anything we do, especially in the path of pure devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, you know, Krishna makes this point about prema. He says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pridipurvakam dadadi buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. And Krishna's making the point, priti, this means devotion, affection. He says if there's some affection, devotion, that's everything. Even if the devotee is lacking in so many other ways, then Krishna will make up the difference. What's that verse? Make up the difference. Anyas chintyanto mam. Yeah, we're never lacking because Krishna's in the heart. What is that? Ishvara sarva bhutanam rideshe arjuna tisti. His tishtati is situated in the heart and he's actually fulfilling desires. Ishupanishad says this. There is the self-sufficient philosopher. Manasi paribhu swayambhu, most powerful, most learned. And then the next line says that he's been fulfilling everybody's desires since time immemorial. So, you know, what we have is what we wanted. The situation we're in is what we deserve. And so this is why we say we don't anchor or lament in devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that we should live with times which are with thee and progress you shall call. And when we do that, we're actually peaceful, aren't we? Otherwise, you know, we're in the future, we're in anxiety what will happen in the future, or we're in anxiety about why we're in this situation to do what we've done in the past. I mean, we can learn from the past as well. It's not that we ignore the past. But, you know, Bhaktivinoda says, ignore the past that sleeps. We don't dwell on the past. It just drains all our energy, thinking about the future and the past. When we're thinking about the present, then we're actually able to function properly in any situation. So, you know, and if we're actually serious about devotional service, Krishna makes our faith strong. Being situated in the heart, he says that he sees the desire of the living entity. Even if he wants to worship the demigods, Krishna will make that faith strong so we can actually devote ourselves to the demigods. And if we make our faith strong to serve Krishna, he'll also do that. So it's all dependent. Coming to the point where we're actually taking shelter of Krishna and not so many other things. So devotional service is like that. Real Shraddha, what's real Shraddha? Shraddha means full faith. It means Shraddha, Shabde, Vishvas, Kahe, Sudrida, Nischai, Krishna, Bhakti, Kaila, Sava, Karma, Kritahai. Full faith means that we understand that all I have to do is render service to Krishna. And all of the processes of going forward in life spiritually will be fulfilled. And not only that, if we have that faith, everything will be provided. We don't have to worry about our necessities. You know, Prabhupada says that, you know, material anxiety is a sign of a lack of Krishna consciousness. So, you know, a devotee is not, a pure devotee is not in anxiety. Here, later on in this section, it mentions Kaliya. You know, the goddess of fortune is the closest thing to the Lord that you can, you know, she's always on the chest of the Lord. So we can imagine just how, you know, dear to the Lord she is. And Kaliya, you know, he couldn't be farther away from the Lord. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kali is the essence of what? He's the... What's the quality of Kali? Envy. Envy is the very reason we're in the material world, isn't it? And he's envy personified. He was so envious that even... Can you imagine? The Supreme Personality of Godhead was dancing on his head. And it didn't purify him. And anyway, in this pastime, it didn't. And he was just, you know, he was just trying to catch me. Just if I can just bite him once, you know, that's it. He's finished. And so, you know, and eventually he became so tired, and then, you know, all the poison started to come out. This is the process of devotional service, isn't it? The poison comes out. Ooh, look at that. And then, you know, eventually the blood came out. He started to bleed. And so then he became so fatigued, he just actually collapsed. And at that point, his wife started offering prayers. And they admitted that, you know, he's an envious rascal. But please give him your mercy. And that's the thing, is because he was in the association of devotees, Krishna gave him his mercy. And eventually he could understand. At one point, when Krishna was finally, you know, subduing Kali, Kali thought in his mind that now I'm yours. He actually fully surrendered. And it says that in Bhagavad Gita, don't it? When we say to Lord Ramachandra, now I'm your ward. Then Lord Ramachandra immediately takes charge of that devotee. So this is so nice. You know, everybody's in anxiety. Even as devotees, we're in anxiety. But if we can just learn to actually depend on Krishna, then life becomes livable. Life becomes so blissful. Because, you know, that we'll see more and more that we do that, that Krishna's, he does fulfill his promise. He's always actually taking care. So this is real progress. In the material world, we're brought up. What's the mood we're brought up in? Can anybody, you know, say in essence, what's the? What's that? Selfish. That's part of it. Selfish. What's that? Partial. Ignorance. Yeah, we're brought up to, you've got to get on, haven't you? You've got to get on in life. As soon as a child can understand something, you start, you know, training him to get on in life and to compete. And therefore, that's the formula for anxiety. It's the formula for pain and suffering. So we're showing a child so much pain and suffering. We give him pain and suffering to, you know, that he has to go to school and learn all these things. Then afterwards he reaps the reward of all that again. Twice. Thrice sometimes. And so in devotional service, we come, you know, it's difficult to give up that competitive spirit. This individualistic spirit that, you know, I will succeed, but all around us, nobody succeeded. Not one person succeeded. And so in devotional service, this is a good meditation that simultaneously we have to make a big effort to serve Krishna and purify ourselves. But the, you know, the satisfying thing is that, you know, we're dependent at the same time. And so this Brahman, you know, Lord Chaitanya was trying to make this point that this Brahman's not as qualified as you externally, but he's actually more qualified spiritually. So we have to learn the art of developing the, you know, the mood of, in everything we do, in doing it as an act of devotion. This is spoken of right at the beginning of devotional service in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, devotional service means offering our eatables to the Lord. And it states there that Krishna's not interested in what we're offering, he's interested in the mood. That's all. And then we come to this verse. So this is the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That it's stating that, you know, from our point of view, when we see two things that look different, they are different. Is that right? There's no way that they're the same. You know, this is a material conception. And so, you know, even as personally speaking, anyway, as a devotee, you tend to think of, you know, there's Krishna and there's Narayan. And that's true in one respect, but it's not true in another respect. And this is the point that being made in this particular verse, that Brahma Samhita, what does Brahma Samhita say about that? Anybody know a verse about the Lord and his expansions? Departure eva, dasantram apyupetya. You know, it's the one where, as one candle transmits light to many, so, you know, Lord Krishna is the original candle that lights all other candles. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in the purport, there's no difference in one respect. Each candle is actually just as powerful as the other, but Krishna is the original candle. Well, that's a preliminary understanding. So here, this is what's being emphasized in this verse, that the Venkata Bhatta is being tested by Lord Chaitanya. And so, actually, Krishna's always testing us. Is that right? Do we look forward to it? I wonder what Krishna's going to prove today. It's like... so... You know, Queen Kunti plays like that, don't she? Queen Kunti prays that may I always be put into difficult situations. And then, you know, I can take shelter of your lotus feet and I'll never see birth and death again. And so that's one, you know, when Ashwatthama, he killed the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi, and Arjuna eventually caught him and brought him before the Pandavas. And it's a big dilemma. You know, even a pure devotee, Krishna uses to show that devotional service is very, very deep. And we have to understand what to do in every situation. And so, you know, he gave Arjuna a headache. He said that you should kill Krishna. And then, you know, Bhima said he should kill, not Krishna, he should kill Ashwatthama. And Bhima also said, kill Ashwatthama. The others, Pandavas, including the twins, Yudhisthira and Kunti, they actually said, no, he's a Brahman, he's our spiritual master. And he's also a representative of Dronacharya, now he's no longer here. And what was the other reason? Anybody remember? I'm not very good at hearing, you have to speak up. That's right, yeah. He didn't want Kripi, Ashwatthama's mother, to cry like she had to cry. But that didn't solve Arjuna's dilemma, so Krishna gave him the answer. So that's devotional service. That means we're always making a big endeavour to understand how Krishna wants us to act. And at some point then Krishna will give us a realization. So here, Narayan, I've got a few notes about Narayan here. Um, Yeah, fulfilling desires. Krishna appears to different people in different ways. Even a pure devotee in the spiritual world. It says, what's that verse? Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsaroja. I say shrutekshita. So this means that, you know, Krishna appears in a particular way that the devotee throughout his life has always meditated on him. And he meditates on him by shrutekshita, not by vision. We see the deity, but, you know, more by knowledge. Shruta means, you know, we hear. Ikshita means we see through the eyes of knowledge. He says, so Krishna gives us realization of his form that we always meditate on the deity in the heart. And this is the first realization of the variegatedness of Krishna, that he's in the heart as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this comes by... this first process is called Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti. Meditation on Krishna, and then eventually seeing him in the heart. In the Brahma Samhita, this is explained in one of the verses. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanaina santasa deva ridayashu vilokayanti yamshama sundram achintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. So this verse is talking about bhava bhakti, seeing the Lord in the heart. And then in due course of time, Madhurya Kadambani explains that we see Krishna externally. We experience Krishna through the different senses, and then we finally fully experience Krishna. So yeah, this purifying process, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's have a look. What we're talking about, we're still on this verse. We've not diverted yet, because we're talking about how there are different forms of the Lord, and they're all the same, but they're all different at the same time. And that each person will see the Lord in a different way according to his consciousness. So in the so we're talking about now in the spiritual world, how each devotee sees the Lord in a particular way. Every particular relationship is unique, and so that's developed through the process of devotional service, and gradually through the process of hearing. This is explained in the nectar of instruction, that first is smaranadasa, this is hearing about the Lord, then varanadasa, we become convinced about the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at least in the beginning stages. Then Smaranavasta, which comes in stages, increasing stages of remembrance. And then eventually full remembrance, Samadhi. And then when there's eventually full remembrance, Krishna reveals his form to us. So we're on the right process. Prabhupada told us that, you know, we don't have to do anything different from what he did. And, you know, Prabhupada was just teaching us that we should hear this philosophy. Prabhupada was speaking the philosophy right up to the last moment. And then everything will be revealed in due course of time. Yes, so, you know, there's a graph. I don't think we've got anyone in the temple of all the different incarnations of the Lord. Have you seen that? So this is very educational about for this verse anyway. And the first, you know, Krishna himself... Well, first of all, what's the original form of Godhead? The original form of Godhead is Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam means own original form. Swayam Bhagavan. And that original form is the form of Kishora Krishna. Kishora Krishna is 11, 12, I think, around about that age, eternal youth. And in that form of Krishna, it actually shows the difference between any other form and himself, especially the Vaikuntha forms. Because in that form of Krishna, there are four special qualities that other forms of Krishna in the Vaikuntha planets don't have. And even actually the other forms of Krishna in the spiritual world. Vasudev Krishna. You know, Krishna is eternally Nandanandan Krishna, or Yashoda, Nandanandan Krishna, or Yashoda Krishna. The son of Mother Yashoda and the son of Nanda Maharaj. And the other form is Vasudev Krishna. He's the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And so this original form of Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all others are expansions from that form. And these four qualities that he has above all other expansions is that he's beauty. Krishna is the most beautiful. It says in this verse that there's no difference. The beauty of Narayan and the beauty of Krishna are the same. But here it says that you know, Krishna is more beautiful or more handsome, if you like to put it in another way. He's more attractive. The other one is that he has more... His dealings with his devotees is more enjoyable, as it says here. There's more... What's the word that it uses? What? Sporting. And this is his pastime. This is the third one. His pastimes. His pastimes are more relishable. His relationship with his devotees is more relishable. And what's the last one? His flute. Yeah, Krishna's flute. When Krishna plays his flute, then, you know, in Vrindavan, even the rivers become stunned. The rivers stop. The ears prick up and they're motionless. And the gopis, they just lose their... They lose their, what they call, gravity. They leave their situation as so-called married women and they go run into Krishna in the middle of the night. So... You know, this is these are the four qualities that Krishna has different from the other forms. Ete chamsha kalapumsha Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. So this is the original Bhagavan Swayam that Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about. Like, you know, Drona and Dara, they're the... In Krishna Leela, in Krishna pastimes, Drona and Dara were two demigods and they worshipped Krishna very, very sincerely with great austerity. And at one point, Lord Brahma wanted to give him a benediction. And so... You know, so Drona and Dara, they asked for a benediction of becoming Krishna's parents, Nanda Yashoda. And Lord Brahma said to Tastu. So why is that? He can't even liberate himself. And so it's explained that, you know, Nanda and Yashoda, they eternally exist. They are a different tattva. They're always they're from Krishna's internal potency, and that post of Nanda and Yashoda is eternal. And so it said that Drona and Dara were partial expansions of Nanda and Yashoda, and they'd come into the material world to perform their activities in Krishna Leela you know, in that as demigods. And then they actually, part of that Leela was they asked for the benediction of becoming Nanda and Yashoda, so they merged into the body of Nanda and Yashoda again. And so these are things which are, you know, it's impossible for a conditioned soul to understand. But by hearing about them, at least we know what the tantra is. And, you know, we don't become confused when people start posing these questions. And then we can understand how to apply this ultimate philosophy of the Chintya Bheda Bheda Tantra. At some point, this is a perfect philosophy because we can't understand God completely, otherwise he wouldn't be the Supreme. And so, you know, a Chintya Bheda Bheda Tantra, it fits the bill. But for a materialistic person, it's what? It's a cop-out, isn't it? If you can't explain it, it's not actually credible. But no, everything is credible in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How we can be two people, how we can be a partial expansion of one person. And, you know, two people in one body. It's even the same for his devotees. His devotees can be partial expansions and can be in two places at once or many places at once. So Prabhupada, I was listening to one tape about with Prabhupada, and he said, we cannot put spiritual understanding in material terms. It's not understandable in that way. We can give rough examples that way sometimes, like the sun, you know, and how the position of the Supreme Lord in position, you know, we use the example of the sun, the, you know, the sunshine and the super soul, so like this. But really, it's not possible to fully explain spiritual things by material means. So that shraddha has to be there, and that shraddha comes by practicing devotional service. And when we practice devotional service, then, you know, Krishna becomes revealed within the heart. We actually experience Krishna in our lives. So this is what we were speaking about at the beginning of this class, is that real knowledge is experience of a reciprocal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, there's only the devotee can understand the Supreme Lord because of the process of being engaged in devotional service. Other transcendentalists cannot understand. So this is a little bit of my insight into this verse. I've got the different incarnations here written down. There's the Prabhava Prakash. This is Lord Krishna himself. I'm sure you'll all be... what's Baladev's? Can anybody remember Baladev's title? Oh, Vaibhava. That Vaibhava means expanding. It means that he's got a different body. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has different dealings and a slightly different body. Vaibhava, he's expanding in his own way on the you know, different from Krishna. And then there's Tadekatma Rupa. So this is split into two forms. One is Svamsa, and one is Vilas. So, does anybody know the difference? Anybody? Any scholars here? What's Vilas? Vilas is four-handed expansion in Vaikuntha. What's Svamsa? Svamsa is more personal expansion, partial manifestations of the Lord. And then from those partial manifestations are then split up into the different avatars we talk about coming into this material world. We've got the Leela avatars, Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Shakti Vesha avatars, Manvantara avatars, Yuga avatars. Like that. Okay, so we'll stop there and... I was told to finish at 1:15. Has anybody got any questions? any comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class. Earlier you mentioned about that there's we're in anxiety because
you have to speak up.
We're in anxiety, something
anxiety.
Along, yeah, because we're not Krishna conscious. I just wanted to if you could elaborate more on this relationship between
anxiety and Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
There's two kinds of anxiety. There's the spiritual anxiety and material anxiety. Spiritual anxiety is enlivening, and material anxiety is debilitating. You know, it takes away our energy because we're conscious of the body and everything in relation to the body, and we're in anxiety about those things. Even subtly, what we may lose. But in spiritual anxiety, we're in anxiety about serving Krishna. We're anxious that we please Krishna. We're anxious that we do our service nicely for Krishna. And so, you know, there's a subtle difference in the way it affects us. When we're in anxiety for Krishna, we might think, I've got too much service. But still, we don't feel any animosity, you know what I mean? We think, I'll get on with it. It's a sort of satisfaction there. But if we've got too much to do in the material world, you know, it's like me just complaining all the time. And, we're not satisfied. We're in fear. From anxiety comes fear. In Krishna consciousness, we're not fearful at all. So that's my experience. If maybe others have got more realization, anybody like to say? Yeah.
There's a nice anecdote. It says, courage is fear that it said its prayers.
Courage and fear what?
Courage is fear that it said its prayers. I don't know if you got that.
I didn't get that last bit.
Courage is fear that has said its prayers.
Yeah.
You mean, in other words, you just carry on.
Yeah. Okay. Gantara Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Or Priman.